Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We saw his star, its rising, and have come to do him homage. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at his rising, and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After the audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until he came and stood over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for the country by another way. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. We saw his star at his rising and have come to do him homage. These three kings come, they see the sign, the star. St. Paul says, "Now it has been revealed that the Gentiles are co-heirs of the promise." So we can see the birth of Christ is for all, not only for the Israel people, for all people. We are like the Chinese also are called. Jesus is calling each one of us to follow Christ. Christ is the light. I think some of you might have heard of the priest from Canada, from Toronto, for Ching Ming Chong. He's a concerned blind person, very little sight. Today I heard about his story. He said he came to follow Jesus because he finds himself very weak. Thus we started to go to Mass every day. Eventually, he find out the campaign of the cross suitable for him because he visited the community for a couple of times, but he find that the atmosphere is very friendly, brotherly. So this is the place where to go. But one thing, when he shared, I remember myself also. As an older boy at that time, every morning before going to class, I went to serve Mass in St. Teresa Church. After Mass, early morning Mass, and then walk to the school. And that's my vocation comes in. And that's also for Ching Ming Chung also. When we have a direct contact every day, especially receive the Holy Communion, Jesus is giving us the light. For the Ching Ming Chung, find out the community, and companion of the cross, friendly, and eye of family. So, I thank the Lord also. Give me, I don't know what pushed me to go to serve Mass every day since I was an older boy, but I go every day. And this is when we make an effort, Jesus will show us the way. And that's the way, that's why I decided to join the seminary. It was a young age. It's a calling. Each one is different, but it's important. We have to listen, open our heart. Important is stand close to the Lord, and He will show us the way. Thank you, Jesus, for guiding us to follow You. Jesus, we trust in You.